新约圣经，我们读两处的圣经。
Let's turn to our New Testament or read two sections.
首先呢，我们读马可福音第一章。
We'll first read Mark chapter 1.
十四节、十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
马可福音第一章十四节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 14.
耶稣约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15. Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
我们回到马太福音第五章。
Now let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
我们从二十一节读到三十二节。
We'll read from 21 through 32.
马太福音第五章二十一节。
Matthew 5 verse 21.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21. You have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, "You good for nothing," shall be guilty before the supreme court.Whoever says you fool shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和席，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
Verse 23. Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, so that your opponent may not hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison.Truly I say to you, you will not come out of there until you have paid up the last cent.
你们听见有话说，不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Verse 27. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your bodythan for your whole body to go into hell.
又有话说，人若休妻，就给他当给他休书。只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯淫乱奸淫了。
Verse 31. It was said, whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the reason of unchastity,makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，在这时候再一次把我们藏在基督里。
Lord, at this time once again, we ask that you would hide us in our Lord Jesus.
我们一同就祝愿一同住在基督里，坐在他的脚前来听你向我说话。
That we would abide in our Lord Jesus and sit at his feet and hear your words.
圣灵保惠师再把神的话更多述说在我们里头。
May the Holy Spirit speak your words more fully into us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 当主在地上开始传道的时候
When our Lord started to preach in this world,
那么他起来的传的呢，他是传神的福音啊。
What he preached was the gospel of God.
那么他说呢，日期满了，神的国近了，所以你们要悔改，信福音。
And he said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
所以呢，主在地上传的福音是什么福音呢？
So what is this gospel that the Lord shared when he was on earth?
他传说日期满了，神的国近了。
His gospel was that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.
那么在主在地上在车上传的时候呢，他传的是那个要来的国，神的国，基督的国。
And he shared about the kingdom of God that was coming.
我想呢，我们今天在地上传福音的时候，确实很少传这方面的信息。
And I feel that when we share the gospel today, we very seldom will share on this topic.
我想呢，人呢固然啊，最重要的是需要知道耶稣基督是神的儿子啊，他是神的自己。
And we feel that it is most important for people to know that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He is God Himself.
我们需要知道耶稣这位神的儿子为我们的罪，为我们世人来到世上，为我们的罪被挂在木头上。
And we will share that.The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, for the sins of man, was nailed to the cross.
凡信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是福音的中心啊，福音的重非常重要的，需要我们常常去宣传的。
And this is the center of the gospel. The is very important, and we often share it.
但是呢，我们还不能够忘记一件事，福音呢还有很重要一部分。
But there is something that we shouldn't forget, that there is still another portion to the gospel.
就是呢，主耶稣基督他所成就的这些救恩呢，他要做一件事情，有一天他还要再来，在地上建立他的国度的。
And that after the Lord Jesus has accomplished all these things, there's one more thing that he will do, that he will return and bring his kingdom.
我们呢，在地上不但是要传主耶稣基督他为我们死，为我们复活，赦免我们的罪，将来我们不用下地狱。
As we preach the gospel that the Lord Jesus died and was resurrected for our sins, and that we may have eternal life and not go into hell.
我们还要让人知道啊，我们的主耶稣基督他还要再来。
We have to tell them that our Lord Jesus will come once again.
而且他来的日子实在是近了。
And that the day of his return is near.
他来的时候在地上建立他的国度。
And that he will establish his kingdom.
他来的时候呢，也带进了审判。
And when he comes, he will bring judgment.
我们的时间实在是不多了。
And our time is very short.
那日期满了，时候近了。
The time is fulfilled. The time is near.
那神的国近了，要悔改，要去信福音。
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
我想呢，福音呢，不单单只是传给这些还在慕道这些朋友们。
I don't think the gospel is just for our gospel friends.
圣经在说到福音的时候啊。那么它是非常广泛的哈，那么是非常的丰富的啊。
That's I believe that the gospel is very broad and very full.
那我们对基督徒来讲的话，一定要常常来听福音。
And that even Christians we should gather together and hear the gospel.
告诉那个常常的提醒我们主为我们所做的大事。
And to remind us of all the great things that the Lord has done for us.
那神的儿女更需要被提醒的是，主有一天也要来了。
And what Christians need to be reminded.Of most is that the Lord Jesus will return.
时候近满了，日期近了，天国就在眼前了。
The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is right before our eyes.
我们呢，不但呢，是那个要相信主耶稣，已经相信主耶稣的蒙他的血把那个宝血那个所洒。
And all of us who already believe in the Lord Jesus that His precious blood was spilled.
我们呢，神的心意还要我们进他的国度里。
And our Lord's will is for us to enter into His kingdom.
如果我们呢那个得救了，我们呢不是那个不受审判了，不下地狱了，但是呢我们就进不了神的国呢，就进不了天国，这也不是神的心意啊。
Even if we are saved and we don't have to go into hell and our sins are forgiven, but that we will be prevented from entering into the kingdom, that is not the Lord's will.
神的心意呢，不再是叫我们得救得生命，神的心意更是叫我们进入他的国度，在国度里头跟他同做王掌权的。
God's will is not just for us to be saved and have eternal life, but to enter into His kingdom and to rule with Him.
那主呢，他告诉我们呢，但进国度是有条件的。
But the Lord tells us that to enter into the kingdom, there are conditions.
他说呢，我告诉你们呢，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And he says that if your righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这句话呢，是讲的这么样斩钉斩钉截铁，这么样的确据哈。断不能 ，never, no way, 你不可，你如果不胜过法利赛文士和法利赛人的义的话，你断不能进天国。
And his condition here is so strict. If you cannot surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
这句话不但是那样的清楚啊，是那么样子的，那个绝对哈。那么让我们呢这些想要进国度的人呢，真是对这句话要多多的思想。
And these words are very clear and direct. And for those of us who want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to consider them more carefully.
那么什么是文士和法利赛人的义呢？
What is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
文士法利赛人他们之所以成为做文士和法利赛人，就是他们要一生要遵守摩西的律法。
To be a scribe and a Pharisee, they spent their entire lives following the law of Moses.
他们一生呢也以呢遵守摩西的律法呢为骄傲。
And because they spent their entire lives following the law of Moses, it became a point of pride.
那么他们的问题出在哪里呢？
So what is their problem?
他们首先他们一个问题呢，就是他们能说，但是不能行。
Their first problem is that although they can say, they can't do.
他们说了很多，但是呢，自己呢。这是做不来。
They say very many things, but they themselves can't live up to their own standards.
所以主在前面他就说，他说，那么无论何人呢、啊，他废掉诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做呢，他在天国要称为最小的。
So the Lord in the very beginning says, for whoever annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
但是无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他的天国叫称为大的。
But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
哎呀，那么确实呢，不但是我们要能够会能够传神的话，我们要能够听神的话，我们更是要能够遵行神的话。
Not only do we have to know God's word and understand His word, but we have to be able to follow His word as well.
主在讲完登山宝训之后呢，他的结语啊，他是说。人这个如果听见我这些话去行的人
，At the end of his sermon on the mount, it says, "Blessed are those who hear my words and obey them."
就好像一个聪明人呢，把那个房子盖在磐石上，啊，那雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那个房子都不倒塌，因为它是建在那个磐石上。
And that person may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and as the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house.And yet it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
那么使徒讲了这么多的教训，重要的还不是在听到这些话没有，重要是我们行了这些话没有。
So when the Lord shared all these words, the importance is not that did we just hear these words, but can we act upon them?
但是呢，你如果你要去问法利赛人，你跟法利赛人说啊，你们能说，你们不能行。
But if you went up to the Pharisees and said, you speak very well, but you can't act.
我想啊，他绝对不服气的。
I believe that they would definitely not agree with you.
他说呢，告诉你，我做的比你做的还多。
And they'll say, I do even more than you.
有一天呢，耶稣啊，他这个做个比喻哈，在路加福音十八章，他做个比喻。
So one day the Lord Jesus gave an example or a comparison in Luke 18.
他说有两个人到殿里去祷告。
And so there were two people that went into the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
One was a Pharisee, the other one was a tax collector.
那法利赛人站在那里呀。自言自语在祷告，还不知道跟谁祷告，跟神祷告，还是他自己祷告，他自言自语在祷告。
And so the Pharisee went into the temple and he prayed, very full of himself. Whether he was praying to God or to himself, he said he was very proud of himself.
他说：“神啊，我感谢你。
”He said, "God, I thank you."
因为我不像人呐，勒索、不义、奸淫。
He says, "I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers."
我更不像这个罪吏啊。
And even more, I am not like this tax collector.
那个他竟然还敢来这边祷告啊
！And he even dares to come in here and pray.
我呢一个礼拜呢禁食两次。
He says every week I fast twice.
凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
And I, everything that I earn, I give to the Lord 10%.
啊，你说法利赛人他们不做啊，他真的是不服气呢。
And if you said The Pharisees can't live up to their words. That they won't agree with you.
他们常常来问那个耶稣，就是耶稣不做这个，为什么不做那个？
So oftentimes they'll come before the Lord Jesus and say, why don't you do this or why don't you do that?
为什么你吃饭都不洗手？那为什么从世上来的时候也不洗手？就是那个脏的手在吃饭。
When you come to eat, you don't wash your hands. You use your dirty hands to eat.
我想他们一定说，圣经上那个旧约这么多洁净的礼啊，在那里？难道你们没有读过吗？
And he says the Old Testament has all of these commandments about cleansing. Haven't you read them before?
但是呢，主说了，他们给他们一个结语，一句很简单的一句结语，他们能说，他们不能行。
But the Lord Jesus describes them in this simple way that they can say, but they cannot do.
所以呢，不但是说我们要能够行，而且是你行什么也很重要。
So it's not only that can we do, but what do we need to do that is very important.
如果你做了很多事情在眼中，在神眼中看为不算为做的，神说你没有做什么，你不能行啊。So
what we do before the Lord, it has to count before Him. Otherwise, He'll say, even though you did so many things, none of it counted.
为什么法利赛人他们做了那么多的事情，但是在神眼中看见他们什么都不会做，什么都没有做？
So the Pharisees who seem to do so much, why is it that the Lord says they have done nothing?
因为呢，他们是站在人的那个遗传，站在人的角度来读神的话。
Because they're standing on the man's sharing and man's understanding of God's word.
他们完全不在神的那个圣灵带领底下认识神的话。
And they were not understanding God's word through the Holy Spirit.
所以他们虽然做了很多。
But so even though they did so much, they had no value before the Lord.
那主呢，他在底下呢，他用的至少五个到六个的例子呢，来告诉我们什么叫做叫圣与文士和法利赛人的例。So
the Lord Jesus uses 5 or 6 examples to tell us how to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
他呢，主耶稣呢，他把这个神的话跟人的解释做个强烈的对比。
So he uses God's word and man's interpretation of it to give a comparison.
前面他说了，你们听见有吩咐古人的话这么说。
At first he says, you have heard that the ancients were told.
你们有听见这么有话说。
Or you have heard it said.
但是呢，我告诉你们。
And then he'll say, but I say to you.
哎，他们听见这些话是什么话呢？
So these words that these people have heard. What are these words?
都是圣经上，这是律法上面所记载的。
These are words from the Bible. These are recorded in the law.
这不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可这个，不可那个，都是律法上面的教导啊，是圣经上的话。
You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. And you shall not do this and that. These are all things recorded in the Bible. They are in the law.
在这里呢，主怎么把它变成说成，说成是有吩咐古人的话，是人在那里吩咐的话呢？
So how does the Lord say that you have heard the ancients were told, or these are man's words?
一面来看呢，神的话就是神的话，它是客观的，立定在天，不能够改变的。So
on one hand, God's word is eternal and should never be changed.
但是呢，我们怎么样领会神的话也非常的重要。But
how we receive God's word is also very important.
如果我们呢不是按着神的心意来领会神的话呢，神的话也变成人的话。If
we do not understand God's word through His will, then God's words will become man's words. So this is the greatest problem with the Pharisees and the scribes.
还不在于说呢，他们不能够行。Not
only that, can they not live according to these words?
更他们最大的问题呢，是他们照着人的吩咐在行。More
importantly, they are acting in man's will.
神的话呢，一面呢，那是需要神他自己来解释的。
God's word needs God Himself to explain them to us. As the Lord explains these words, we see that how deep God's words truly are. Only when God's words are explained by God Himself will they have meaning to us. On the other hand, also, we need God Himself to speak His words to us. Maybe we can explain very clearly and accurately God's word.
那更重要的是呢，是这句话是是不是主对我说的，这是不是对你说的？
But more importantly is are these words, did God himself speak them to you?
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说。
You have heard that the ancients were told.
只是呢，我告诉你们。
But I say to you.
当主的话是主是亲自告诉我们的时候，何等的不一样啊！
So when the Lord speaks directly to us, it is so different.
还有那个这我们的年轻人呢、啊，这个在教会长大，真是感谢主啊，真是美。
For all of our young people that grew up in the church, we thank the Lord. It is truly beautiful.
听见了很多主的话，读了主的很多的话。那么更重要的是，你们自己要从那里主那里领受他的话。
You have learned so much about God's word and read His word so much. What's more important is that you yourself have to receive God's word from Him.
我会想我小的时候一起长大的一些同伴。
When I think of some of my companions that I grew up with,
我们呢一起在教会里头服侍，一同在教会里生活。
We serve together in the church and we live in the church.
很多呢，这对那个服侍啊，对现在习惯真的所养成的。
And so we have all these services that are ingrained that we learned.
但是呢，很可惜啊，我们我可以说呢，我们呢那一群人啊，那么在一种服侍的，没有碰见神的话。
But I can say that for all of us, when we served, we never have touched God's word.
那固然呢，在那个不容易的环境里头啊，在教会长大呢，保守我们呢、啊，没有变坏。
And as we grew up in the church, the Lord has protected us, and we haven't turned out poorly.
但是呢，我们呢，回想起来啊，真的是没有碰见神他自己。
But as I think back, we never really seem to have touched the Lord Himself.
那么，不但是我自己呢，到了大学了，我就离开神了。
And so when I went to college, I left the Lord.
那我这些的伙伴们，我今天所认识，我所知道的，也没有一个人在主里头。
And from that time, all of those that I knew, none of them remained in the Lord.
不但是我们要听见那个人向我们说主的话。
Not only do we have to hear what other people tell us about God's word.
要我们自己啊，从主那里，主怎么对我说？
We have to receive from the Lord Himself. What is the Lord telling me?
哎，你看，这么当那个我们呢做个比较的时候，人的吩咐跟主的吩咐是何等的不一样啊。
So as we see these examples, God's will and man's will are so far apart.
他说有吩咐古人的话说呢，不可以杀人。
You have heard the angels were told, you shall not commit murder.
凡杀人呢，难免受审判。
Whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court.
哎呀，在神的眼中呢，杀人是一个极大的罪啊。
Before God's eyes, murder is a great sin.
这个翻译也是啊，中文翻杀人，那么听见是杀人，翻成杀人了，刀削那 kill。但是呢，一个更准确的那个翻译呢，应该是谋杀哈，你不可以谋杀。
So our translation is very interesting, as the Chinese and the King James say, "Thou shalt not kill." But the NASB says, "You shall not commit murder."
那么实际来说呢，人呢，在很多的机会里头，他要人杀人的，他的百姓去杀人的。
And it is clear that in the Old Testament, God often commanded His people to go and kill certain people.
当他的百姓进迦南地的时候呢，神说要把迦南地的所有的人通通杀光哈，全部都灭掉。
And when the Lord led His people into Canaan, He said that all the people in Canaan need to be destroyed.
因为这些人呢已经被那个邪灵、被偶像所败坏了。如果不把他们除灭的话呢，这以色列百姓也一样啊，要败坏。
Because all these people were already corrupted by their idols, and if the Israelites didn't destroy all of them, then the Israelites would also be led into corruption.
历史上后来证明也确实如此。
And history truly judged this to be correct.
而且呢，如果有人呢，那个他犯律法的话
，So someone crossed the law.
那个 offended law.
Oh, yeah, offended law.
很多的那个他的那个惩罚呢是死刑啊，要受到打死的。
Many of the punishments were death. They had to be stoned to death.
还有那个有人呢在旷野里头捡柴受打死，有人在那个林里头那个咒诅神要受打死啊。
someone in the wilderness who took spoils for himself, he had to be stoned.
那么在只有一个情形之下呢，神是不准杀人的，那这杀人是要犯罪的。
And only in one case where there wasn't, you weren't immediately stoned to death, that you had to be tried in court.
就是呢，人的一个仇恨杀人的时候。
If you killed your hated enemy.
因着那个多年的怨恨，那里面的那个埋怨的仇恨呢，说起来杀人的时候呢，这个人要把他处死的。
If after years of enmity or hatred and you killed someone, that person had to be tried in court.
甚至呢，有的时候你不小心无意杀了人了，那么神都给他预备了一个逃城啊，可以逃到那边去的。
And if you accidentally killed someone, God had set up these cities of refuge that you can run and hide in them.
所以呢，神说当时说不可以杀人的时候呢，神最重在就是人里面那个恨，那人要主要对付的是里面的那个恨。So,
when the Lord says you should not commit murder, what He's opposing is the hatred in people.
那么在那个约翰一书呢，他告诉我们，他说呢，凡恨弟兄的，就是杀人的。And
the Lord says in 1 John, for those who hate his brother, you're killing your brother.
那么凡杀人的，没有永生住在他里头。And
whoever, is a murderer, has eternal life does not dwell in them.
所以呢，神还真的，当颁布这个命令的时候呢，神更要对付的是里面那个仇恨啊。So
when the Lord gave these commandments, what He is opposing is the hatred.
当你恨的弟兄的时候，你已经是杀了人了。If
you hate your brother, you're already killing them.
那么我们那个恨呢，那个常常不是一天两天就产生的啊。
And our anger isn't normally 1 or 2 days, isn't 1 or 2 days, and it passes.
常常是经年累月的累积下来的。That
it builds year after year.
Over time.
Yeah, over time.
那个很多时候呢，这些很小的事情，我们不去对付，不去管它，久了久了久了累积下来，到后来那个从埋怨呢变成仇恨。
It's usually a lot of small things that if we don't deal with them, they build up and up and up, and what originally would have been just annoyance turned into deep hatred.
所以主说，只是呢，我告诉你们。So
the Lord says, but I say to you,
凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。But
I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court.
哎呀，那个不要说去那个杀人了，你跟你弟兄发脾气啊，动怒啊，你就受审判。
This is to say nothing of murder. If you are angry with your brother and you're upset with him, then you're guilty already before the court.
哎呀，这奶奶为我弟兄，他做错事了，我能不能发个脾气嘛？
Well, that's so unfair. If my brother did something wrong, you know, I can't get angry at him.
那么在圣经里头的时候呢，他也不是说呢，你都不能够发脾气的。But
the Bible doesn't say that we aren't allowed to get angry.
那以弗所书他说你生气啊，be angry， 你可以生气，但是不要犯罪啊，不可以含怒到日落。Yeah,
but Ephesians says that you can be angry, but don't sin, and don't let your anger dwell until.
那么也不是所有的愤怒、发怒啊，神都会责备的。
And it is not every kind of anger that the Lord will rebuke either.
那么摩西就是个很好的例子。And
Moses is a good example of this.
摩西呢，当他在山上领受那个神的那个十诫，那个律法。
When Moses was on the mountain and receiving the law from the Lord.
那么以色列呢，在山下呢，就拜金牛犊了。And
the Israelites were at the base of the mountain, they were worshiping the golden calf.
要那个摩西快快下山了，你说这些百姓已经败坏了。And
the Lord told Moses, "You have to quickly go down the mountain because the people of Israel are sinning."
那么摩西呢，就下了山，一看见呢，他们那个拜金牛犊啊，然后他们跳舞啊，他就圣经说他是发了烈怒。And
so when Moses came down the mountain and he saw the calf and that the Israelites were worshiping and dancing before it. The Bible says his anger burned.
还能把那个神给他的两块石板呢，上面写的十诫，就摔扔在那个山下，那个摔碎了。So
that Moses took the two tablets where the Ten Commandments were written, and he threw them at the foot of the mountain, and they shattered them. These were the two tablet, the two stone tablets that the Lord Himself, with His own finger, wrote the Ten Commandments on. Even in your anger, you shouldn't, you know, destroy these things that the Lord Himself made. But after this, the Lord didn't rebuke Moses. And so after this event was over, the Lord said to Moses, cut for yourself two stone tablets. We don't know if the Lord Himself, you know, found the first two tablets, but He said to Moses, cut for yourself two stone tablets, and I will write on the tablets again. Because when Moses saw that the Israelites were worshiping the golden calf, and his anger burned against them, it was in line with the Lord's will, so He didn't rebuke Moses. But the second time Moses was angered at Kadesh, the Lord here rebuked him. So here, the Israelites were complaining to Moses because they had no water to drink. And the Lord commanded Moses, take your staff, go to this rock, and speak to the rock, and command the rock, and it will bring forth water for the Israelites to drink.
我不晓得为什么神要他拿杖去了，因为既然要吩咐的话呢，那么不用拿杖，吩咐就好了嘛。
I don't know why the Lord commanded Moses to take his staff, because if you need to just you know, command the rock, you just need it to speak, right? You don't need the staff.
也许杖呢，这代表的是权柄啊。也许呢，是神这时候要试验摩西啊。
Maybe the staff was a symbol of His authority, or maybe the Lord was testing Moses at this time. Moses, when he gathered before the Israelites, he was angry at them. And he said, listen now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock? And so he took his staff and he struck the rock twice, and the water flowed from the rock. And of course, this was something that had already happened once before. The Israelites complained about not having water before, and the Lord commanded Moses at that time to strike the rock, and from the rock flowed forth water. This had already happened once.
这次呢，神并没有吩咐他要击打，但是呢，他还就凭着自己的意思就击打磐石了。This
time, Moses was not commanded to strike the rock, but out of his own will, he struck the rock twice, and outflowed the water.
神说呢，说因为你不信我，你不在我在以色列面前尊我为圣了，所以跟亚伦都不能够进迦南。
So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me, to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you should not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. So you see here, Moses committed two sins?
Two faults.
Two faults. So the first is that he did not believe in the Lord. Previously, the Lord had commanded him to strike the rock and outflow the water. This time, the Lord commanded him to speak to the rock. But for some reason, Moses in his heart didn't believe.
更严重的是说，他你没有在以色列面前尊我为圣。摩西在那时候呢，他这里头是动了血气，里头的动了怒气，让百姓发怒。
Secondly, is that he failed to treat the Lord as holy before the sight of the sons of Israel. When he went before the children of Israel, he was irritated and angry in his heart against them.
他动了血气,
and because of this anger, he misrepresented the Lord.
为这件事情呢,
and because of this, the Lord forbade him from entering into the king, the land of Canaan.
所以呢, 在这边说到呢, 不能向弟兄动怒的时候呢, 是说到我们呢, 不能够动血气的。
So when it says here, do not be angry at his brother, we shouldn't be angry in our flesh against
him. 那他说凡他那个主呢，他就举了两个例子。
And so the Lord gave two examples.
他说呢，凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免受公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是磨砺的，难免地狱的火。
It says, for those who says to his brother, you good for nothing, you shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. Whoever says you fool shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
英文呢是把这两个原文的翻译出来了哈。拉加的意思呢，就是你那一无所事，你是 good for nothing， 你这个废物没用啊。The
English has already translated the original text from Raka to you good for nothing, you useless.
那么魔力呢是说你这个愚蠢，笨蛋啊。
And the second is you fool.
那么在这时候呢，是这时候呢，这个也许这个弟兄呢，真是把你里头那个激怒了哈，不做了什么事情呢，让你发这么大的这脾气啊，那个气得不得了啊，那么这个破口大骂，是骂他那个说这个废物啊，这个笨蛋。
We don't know what this other brother could have done to provoke such a reaction that we would say. You're useless. You fool.
那么在当那个我们里头发怒的时候，里头血气出来的时候，那么轻贱了我们的弟兄。
So if we are stirred up in anger in our flesh against our brothers, we are looking down on our brothers.
那么这个事呢，神他严严禁止的。
And this is what the Lord is rebuking us from.
我们呢，如果在那个弟兄得罪我们的时候呢，我们呢还能够在灵里头啊，能够到神的面前啊，那么为好好面对这些事情的话呢，那个神呢会带领我们。If
when we are provoked to anger, that by our brothers, that if we remain in the spirit of the Lord. He will lead us in how to deal with this matter.
那么很多时候呢，那个人生气啊，不是一方面的啊，这不是单方面的，常常是两方面都有责任。So
oftentimes when we become angry, it is not just only one person at fault. It's usually both parties have some share of the blame.
那么被得罪那个弟兄呢，那个不能够动血气发怒啊，这个否则神要审判。
The brother who is wronged shouldn't become angry, and because the Lord will judge him.
那么得罪人的那个弟兄呢，他有没有责任呢？
But the brother who offended initially, doesn't he have a part of the blame as well?
像前面呢，他告诉说，如果人得罪你的时候，弟兄得罪你的时候，你要怎么办？
So Lord Jesus says, if a brother has offended you, what should you do?
那么后面呢是说，如果你得罪了弟兄的话，你要怎么办？
And on the other hand is, if you offended a brother, what do you need to do?
他意思啊，他23节，他呢用个所以，他把连在一起。
And so in verse 23, he uses the phrase therefore to connect them together.
Therefore, 如果弟兄得罪你的话呢，你不可以动血气，不可以咒骂你的弟兄。
If a brother has offended you, you should not be provoked to anger. You shouldn't yell at them.
所以呢
，Therefore，
所以呢，如果你得罪弟兄的话呢，你要怎么样跟他道歉
？Therefore， if you have offended your brother, how should you go apologize to him？
但你发觉呢，其实你看起来好像是两件不同的事情啊，这个得罪的根本是不同的事情。 但是呢，其实是一件事情的两面啊。
These two things, they seem to be separate, but really they're two sides of the same issue.
主呢不准你那个人得罪你的时候，你动怒动血气。
The Lord forbids us when someone has offended us from getting angry at them.
所以呢
，Therefore，
如果我们惹动了别人的怒气的时候
，If we have provoked someone to anger，
如果我们得罪人的时候
，If we have sinned against someone，
我们呢，如果有弟兄向你怀怨的时候
，If a brother has some complaint against you，
哎呀，你如果要去献礼物的话。
If you are going to present an offering, or if you're going before the Lord, you're coming to the communion service, you have to first put down your present. Because your brother is still angry. He still has some complaints against you. You have done something wrong to offend him. You first need to be reconciled with him. And then, come and offer
然后才在他面前祷告。
And then you can pray before the Lord.
其实呢，人跟人呢，这相处的时候啊，我发觉呢，其实很多很多的不同的状况。
So,
many different situations.
Yeah, in many different situations, between men.
有的时候呢，我们是得罪人呢，但是呢，我们不晓得。
Sometimes we offend someone else, but we don't know.
那么你也无从去道歉起。
And so you would have no idea that you need to go and apologize.
很可能需要别人跟你提醒一下。
Very often you would need someone to come and remind you.
或者呢，你祷告的时候，就主光照你，哎呀，你说那句话，那个你做那件事情不对啊。
Otherwise, the Lord may not hear your prayers because you have done something wrong.
但是呢，这还算是少的时候。
But this is actually in the minority of cases. This is the rare.
大部分的时候呢，我们得罪人，我们呢啊。说话顶撞人的时候，我们都晓得。
Many times when we offend someone else or we say things against other people, we know.
那么只是呢，我们觉得不是什么大不了的事。
But we consider it to be not a big thing.
小事一件。
It's a small thing.
那么，哎，不，这个事情大小不是你说了算。
Whether this is a big or small matter, it's not.Your word that matters.
Hey, 你没有得罪了，你没有在生气啊，是他被得罪了。他说大算，他说大算，是他说算的算数啊。
You weren't the one that was offended. You weren't the one that has become angry. It's what the other person that you have offended, whether he says it's big or small.
那还有一个情形呢，是更常见的。
And there's another situation that is even more common.
就是呢，两个地方都有错。
That both sides were wrong.
我今天为什么说这么话这么说你
？Why did I say such things against you today？
你忘了上个礼拜你怎么说我的
？Didn't you remember last week what you said to me？
那么上个礼拜在那个大庭广众之下，你这样这说话不给我面子
And you know the week before in the meeting you shamed me in front of everyone.
啊，所以我说话我说这么重的话是有原因的。
That's why.I said such harsh words to you. I have reason.
他说呢，你同告你的对头在路上的时候。
So the Bible says, when you are still on the way with someone at law, with your opponent at law.
你有一个人他告你。
There's someone who is accusing you.
那么他到神那边去告状。
He's coming before the Lord to you know report you.
那么你知道了这。你的反应是什么呢
？And if you know this, what is your reaction?
离他远远的，对不对
？Wouldn't you want to be separate from them?
他往东走，我就往西走，对不对
？If he's going east, I'm going west.
他往北走，往南走，对不对
？If he's going north, I'm going.
那我们两个不要碰头最好。
And as long as we never meet, then.
他说的不是呢，你跟你的对头在路上。
He says you and your opponent are on the path.
他要去告官呢。
He's going to report you.
他说你还来告我呢，我还真的要去告你了。
Would you say to him, "You're reporting me. I'm going to report you."
那么你那个你说我前天的我今天我得罪你，那我在跟神说了，你那天的得罪我，你还没跟我道歉呢。
He said, "You know, you're reporting me to the Lord for something I said today. I'm reporting you to the Lord for something you said yesterday. You still haven't apologized to me for."
啊，这还算是好的啦。
That's still on the better side. At least we know we're going before the Lord to accuse one another.
不要到世人面前去告状，像那个像哥林多教会那样子啊。
And we're not accusing each other before the human man's course as in the book of Corinthians.
但是中国人说啊，这个清官呢难断家务事，这个一个好的官呢，这个最难办的是家里的事情。
So the Chinese have a saying, for a judge, the most difficult cases are disputes within a family.
特别是神家里的事情，常常说不清的。
Especially with disputes in God's own family.
还有我们在一起多年了，这个彼此的顶撞、彼此的伤害太多了，算不清了，不知道这账算那个要算也是也算不清楚了。
We've been together for so many years that for all of our offenses against one another, we won't be able to account for all of them.
这个神啊，就是有时候这个也是很伤脑筋啊。这个弟兄来跟我告状，那个弟兄来跟我告状，这个到底谁对谁错哈？
And we often feel that the Lord is dismayed at you know when His children bring accusations against each other.
但是我们的神是有智慧的神。
But our Lord is full of wisdom.
哪天呢？我到神面前去告状。
One day, if I come before the Lord to accuse someone,
我说神啊，你看啊，那个这个他要在这里面还告我状，我今天只说的这些话呢是有原因的，这他还没有跟我道歉呢啊。
If I go before the Lord and say, you know, this brother is coming before you to accuse me, but I have reason, you know, because he said something against me the other day and he hasn't apologized yet.
那么主怎么说呢？
But, so what does the Lord say?
你。
It's you.
就是你。
That's right, you.
说主啊，我不是来告我，是来告他的。
So, and I'll say to the Lord, not me. I'm accusing this other brother.
你犯错了没有啊？
The Lord will say, have you sinned?
你得罪你弟兄没有啊？
Have you offended your brother?
你不要管你的弟兄。
Don't worry about your brother.
你做错了没有？
Did you commit wrong?
他说你要赶快跟他和稀啊。他说你免得呢他送给他把你送给审判官了，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。
You have to reconcile with him so that your opponent may not hand you to the judge and the judge to the officer and you be thrown into prison.
也许呢我有很多的还有很多的理由，我有很多 的那个什么原因，我说做这些事情。
I may have many reasons I have done these things.
但是呢当我的弟兄到神面前告我的时候，我确实这边做错了。
But if the brother accuses me before the Lord, it is true I did do these things to offend him.
主呢，他把我们下在监里头。
The Lord will cast us into prison.
他说若一文钱没还清呢，就断不能从那里出来。
And truly, we will not be able to be released until we have paid up every cent.
那么，也许两个人都有错。
Maybe both parties were wrong.
但是呢，在主在这里说呢。主要对的是我的错。
But when the Lord is concerned with here is my sin, my wrong.
主他说管他这时候他管的呢，他是管我你犯了什么错？
The Lord,
你怎么得罪你的弟兄
？The Lord here doesn't examine the other party's fault. It's you yourself.
你今天说这句话就不对了。
You said these words today. You're wrong.
今天说这句话让你弟兄发怒了。
You said these words today that caused your brother to be angry.
他要受审判，你也要受审判。
He will be judged and you will be judged.
哎呀，多少时候我想在那个历史历代里头啊，那么在那个教会里头的难处，不是都是这些难处
？Throughout all of our church history, aren't so many of our problems based on this?
有的时候我们有些人，有的时候人得罪我们，有时候我们得罪人。
Sometimes other people offend us. Sometimes we offend other people.
如果我们不好好的来对付的话
，If we don't deal with this matter,
我们不来到神的面前，让神来光照我们的话
，If we don't come before the Lord and ask Him to shine upon us,
久了久了，怨就变成了仇恨。
Over time, this anger has become hatred.
仇恨呢，在神面前呢，看着杀人的。
And hatred in God's eyes is murder.
在杀人的没有永生在他里头。
And if you're a murderer, you do not have eternal life within you.
约翰一书他也不是说我们因为杀了人，那么我们一直就失去永生啊。他说没有永生，没有生命住在你里面。
And First John doesn't say that because we murdered we have lost our eternal life. It's that life doesn't dwell in you.
因为一旦我们里头有了仇恨，你就发觉呢，你不能够跟神交通了。
Once you have this hatred within you.You find that you cannot have fellowship with the Lord.
生命中的喜乐平安失去了。
We have lost the peace and joy of life.
主的同在不见了。
God's presence is no longer with us.
这是第一面的这一个例子告诉我们呢，什么是文士和法利赛的能力，什么是我们胜过文士和法利赛的能力。
So this is the first example of what is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees and how we should exceed their righteousness.
那么他又讲第二个例子。
And here's the second example.
他们说要你们听见有话说。
You have heard that it was said.
不可以奸淫。
You should not commit adultery.
我想呢，这个这句话呢。 大概大部分的文士法利赛人，他们都紧紧的遵守。I
think that this is something that the Pharisees have very strictly adhered to.
像那个祷告的那个法利赛人呢，里头啊，他说了三件事情，他说我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫。And
as God, the Lord Jesus' example before with the Pharisee that was praying, he says, the Pharisee said, "I'm not like other people, those swindlers, unjust, adulterers."
他是说，只是我告诉你们。
But the Lord Jesus says, but I say to you,
凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
大卫呢，跟别示巴呢，他犯了一个非常大的错，奸淫的错，这罪。
David and Bathsheba committed the great sin of adultery.
那么大卫他犯的罪是什么时候开始的呢？
And so David's sin, when did it begin?
那么 有一天呢，那么那个全军呢在前面打仗。
One day when the whole army was out fighting.
那么那大卫一个在后方啊，这个留守。
David was back at his home and he was relaxing.
那么他呢，不好好为着前线的将士们祷告啊，他在一睡到那个在天下山的时候，他才起床。
He wasn't praying for his soldiers. He was, sleeping, and it was evening when he got up out of his bed.
那么他起来呢，是到处闲逛啊，在那个王宫的顶上面在那闲逛哈。
And so, after he got up, he was walking around the roof of the king's house.
那时候的，我想那时候的这王宫啊，也是很高的哈，他在王宫顶上，刚这大概全城大概发生的事情，他都还看得清楚。
At that time, I think the king's house was very tall. So if he was walking on the roof of his house, he can see the whole city.
但他突然看见了别示巴在那里沐浴。
And so he saw that Bathsheba was bathing.
那平常大概看不见，那都在皇宫顶上呢，看到人家后家里的事情，后院的事情了。
Usually this would probably be unable to be seen, but the king's house you can see into other people's backyards, you can see into their homes.
那么大卫呢，就是没有警觉。
At the time,
那倒浪的，他看见一件事情，他不该看的事情。
At the time, David didn't seem to be alarmed. He saw something that he wasn't supposed to see.
他让这件事情呢一直存在他里头。
And he allowed this thing to dwell in him.
里面呢就开始发酵了，里面就开始起了一念了。这时候呢，其实在神那看呢，他已经犯了奸淫。
And so this sin had taken root in him, and he began to commit adultery at that time.
因为他没有好好的那个管住他自己的那个眼目啊，没有好好的管束约束他的心呢，所以这一个不小心看到的一件事情呢，成为他里面的网络。So
because he didn't carefully guard his eyes or his heart, this thing that he accidentally saw has become adultery in his heart.
他没有那个好好的看待这件事情。
He didn't clearly see his circumstance.
没有看见这件事情严重。
He didn't see that how serious this was.
他接下来呢，做了一些事情，我们都晓得，犯了大罪啊，得罪神。
And we all know what he did afterwards, that he committed this great sin before the Lord.
所以呢，我们在今天呢，在世上的时候，真是要保守我们自己的眼目哈。
And so, in the world today, we have to carefully guard our eyes.
多少时候呢，就是因为我们呢，看的一些不该看的东西。
How often is it that we've seen something that we shouldn't see?
我们里面呢犯罪得罪神。
And that we sin in our hearts against the Lord.
这不是一件小的事情。
This is not a small thing.
我看见一个报道啊。
I saw this report.
如果我记得没有错的话。
If I remember correctly.
那么在美国的所谓的神职人员啊，服侍神的，是服那个在教会服侍神职人员。
So among those who serve the Lord. In the churches.
忘了他是讲这二分之一，最少三分之一的人呢，是陷在网络色情里头。
from 1/3 to 2/3 of them have fallen into the sin of looking at pornography on the internet.
不是一件这个小事情。
It's not a small matter.
这些服侍的人落在这个光景里头。
These are those who serve the Lord. They have fallen into this sin.
我们前些日子在读《提撒罗尼迦前书》。
We were reading 1 Thessalonians.
那么在《提撒罗尼迦前书》的时候，保罗称赞提撒罗尼迦教会。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul praises the church there.
多方说到他们在神面前美好的光景。
Oftentimes he speaks of their virtues before the Lord.
说他们有信心，有爱心，有盼望。
They have faith, love, and hope.
他们已经做了亚该亚跟全地所有信主人的榜样。
They are an example for all the churches in Achaia.
他们也在各样的患难当中呢，他们为了主人民站立得住。
And they have stood firm throughout all the sufferings that they went through for the Lord's name.
但是呢，保罗对他们还是有些劝勉，不要他们犯错。But
Paul still has some encouragement for them that they should not fall into sin.
第一个事情警戒他们的。The
first thing he says to them.
就是说呢，我奉的主耶，你们知道了，我们凭着主耶稣基督呢，传了你们什么样的命令。
That you know what commands we have given to you through from the Lord.
神的旨意呢, 就是要你们成为圣洁, 远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
个人要用至圣洁尊贵守着自己的身子。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification.
不要像那些不认识神的外邦人啊, 那么犯罪得罪神。
Not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
我们在读的时候，可能都有一个问题啊，说这么好的一个教会，这些事情还需要提醒吗？
So we may have this question when we read this. Such a good church, do they still need this kind of reminder?
许多方面都做了圣徒的榜样，这么点小事情还需要提醒吗？还这么严重的说吗？
They are an example for all the churches. Do they still need a reminder on such a small thing?
就是因为他们爱主的缘故。
Because they love the Lord.
那么仇敌呢，是各方面来攻击。
That the enemy would attack them.
最容易叫他的百姓松懈的，就是在这件事情上。
And the thing that causes God's people to stumble the most is this issue.
我们呢，这底下呢，主他呢，他那个说了个比喻哈。
And continuing on, the Lord gave this example.
他说，若是你的右眼呢，叫你跌倒了，就挖出来丢掉。
He says, if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it away from you.
宁可失去百体中的一体呢，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
For it's better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for
your whole body. 如果你右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you.
宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
For it's better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go to hell.
这个态，这件事对罪的一个态度呢，应该是对所有的罪都应该有这样的态度，对。This
attitude towards sin should be our attitude towards all sin, correct?
但是主呢，特别把这样的说法呢，说在不可奸淫这件事情上。But
the Lord uses this language specifically in relation to the matter of committing adultery.
所以我们至少可以看见两个方面。So
from here we can see these two sides.
一个呢，就是看见呢，这个罪呢，这个。 试探呢，在圣徒的身上呢，他的权势何等的大。First,
that this sin and this temptation has such a great impact on the saints.
就好像我们的眼睛呢，在先在我们头脑里头，我们的手呢长在我们身上一样。哎，那它是这么样的根深蒂固在我们的肉体里头。This
sin It dwells in our flesh, like it can be in your eye, in our arm.
我们常常可能把它忽略了，我们常常轻看它。And
we may look only very lightly upon it.
他说你要这个认识啊，这个事情啊，在我们身上的一个诠释。
We have to recognize the the power of the sin upon us.
同样一方面呢，另外一方面呢，当看见呢，对付这样的罪呢，是要付很大的代价。
And that we have to recognize that opposing this sin, we have to pay such a great cost.
可能要付的很多代价，我们都不能够就不晓得的。
The cost we may not even understand fully.
那个主说呢，如果这件事情我们有正确的认识的话
，The Lord tells us that if we truly understand,
那么呢，我们呢要有一个一个严厉的对待。
We have to oppose it very strictly.
那么严肃的面对这件事情。
And we have to be very alert against it.
甚至像把眼睛挖一个眼睛掉，把一个手砍掉一样的对付的。
We have to oppose it as if we were tearing out our own eye or cutting off our own arm.
那个你看见了那个，我们是个法利赛人，他说不可杀人，外面的事情。
So we see the Pharisees and the scribes. They'll say you should not commit murder. This is an outward sin.
神看的是我们里面的，我们里面这个人，我们的里面的想法。
But the Lord sees the inner man, our thinking within ourselves.
主在这里就开始的时候拿这两个不可杀人、不可奸淫的做个讲解啊，做个来说明什么叫做胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
So the Lord Jesus here uses these two commandments, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, as examples of how to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
一面呢，我们看见了那个神看这两件事情呢，是特别的严厉看这两个罪。
And secondly, we can see how seriously God considers these two sins.
所以他在这里两个地方他都提到地狱。
So in both of these places, he mentions hell.
他说呢，如果呢你骂弟兄是魔力的话呢，你难免地狱的火。
He says, whoever says you fool against his brother shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
如果你这样子骂那个辱骂你的弟兄的话呢，那个你要接受地狱火一般的那个惩罚。
If you said such things against your brother, you should be judged in the fiery hell.
如果呢不好好的那个对付我们里面的一念的话呢，将来呢可能会丢下地狱。
And if we don't carefully deal with the lust within ourselves, you could one day be cast into hell.
这当然不是说我们呢信了主以后呢，我们还会失去我们的救恩的。
This does not say that if we commit these sins after we're saved that we would lose our salvation.
只是看见呢，神呢对这两个罪呢，他所要对待的何等严，对待的何等量的严厉。
But to see how strictly the Lord considers these two sins and how strictly we ought to consider them and deal with them.
我们常常会讲把大卫拿做例子啊，但是在讲大卫实在是爱主的人啊，但是不是就是没有好好管理他，现在犯了两个大错。
And we often see how good of an example David is, but because he didn't watch over himself.He committed these two great sins.
虽然他是这样爱主的人，他还是犯这两个大错。
And even though he truly loved the Lord, he committed these two.
一面他跟别人八十八犯了奸淫，然后呢，为了要掩盖缘故呢，他借亚门人的手呢，杀了他的丈夫那个乌利亚。
First, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and then to hide it from other people, he used the people Ammon to kill her husband Uriah.
大卫是怎么样？面对他是犯了两个大错呢。
So how did David deal with these two sins after he committed them?
固然呢，当那个拿单呢来责备他的时候呢，他立刻就悔改呀，写了诗篇第五十一篇。
After Nathan came and rebuked him, he repented and wrote Psalm 51.
但是那个事情是已经九个月之后的事情了。
This is already nine months after the sin had occurred.
这么样一个常常活在神面前的人，他这九个怎么样面对神？他怎么样过这九个月的生活
？For someone who loved the Lord, how did he live these past nine months?
那我已经提过，这是大卫的关于忏悔的事啊，不仅仅这么一天了。
I think I mentioned before that in David's penitent heart, he did not just write this hymn.
诗篇第六篇, 第30篇, 第32篇, 第40篇, 都说到大卫里头的那个忏悔。
So the Psalms 6, 32, 38, and 40 are all about his repentance before the Lord.
听听大卫他在诗篇第六篇他是怎么样的，怎么样忏悔。
So in Psalm 6, how repentant was David?
他说：“耶和华呀。” 求你不要在怒中责备我。
It says, in your anger, Jehovah, please don't rebuke me.
不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
Nor chasten me in your wrath.
耶和华，求你可怜我。
Be gracious to me, O Lord.
因为我软弱。
For I am weak.
耶和华呀，求你医治我。
Heal me, O Lord.
因为我的骨头发颤。
For my bones are dismayed.
啊，那个大卫啊，我想。 这些诗不知道什么时候写的哈，但是呢，我在想呢，那很有可能在九个月的当中写的，写的一个两个哈。
We don't know when specifically David wrote these hymns or these psalms, but I feel that one or two of them must have been written during those 9 months.
他很可能也是在那个诗篇51篇以后呢，多年以后他每次想到这件事情，他就在他里面就忏悔写的诗篇啊。
And some of them must have been written long after Psalm 51. When he thinks back on it, he still has such regret.
诗篇四十篇呢，他说呢，他说这我的那个我的这些罪孽啊，那个追上我，他的头发还多啊，这追上我，这让我心里胆战啊。He
says that in Psalm 40 that his sins have pursued him, and that even though they're more numerous than the hairs on his head.
我想呢，大卫里面的一个经历啊，可能地狱的火呢都没有办法描述的清楚的。And
so, David's experience here is
not even describable.
Yeah, not describable by the fiery hell.
他的经历的真是神在那个把他放在地狱方的一样的煎熬哈，然后过的真的过那些日子。
He has been placed in a prison by the Lord during those days.
那么怎么在说呢？那么主在这里是做什么呢？他要胜过文士法利赛呢？他是再给我们颁布一个另外一个律法吗？
So what is the Lord doing? If we are to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, is he giving us a new law to live up to?
其实文士和法利赛人在地上也做了很多这样的事情。
Truly, the scribes and Pharisees have already done.
他们呢，不断的解释律法，解释加上解释加上解释。
Not only have they described and the law, but they've added more and more to it.
主说你们智障加智，句上加句，力上加力，这里一点那里一点啊，他们做了很多解释律法的工作。And
you know they've added more statutes and restrictions onto the law.
主在这里做是做同样的事情嘛
？Is the Lord here doing the same thing？
主绝对不是像法利赛的一样的，在这里再又给我们在律法上面多这里加一点，那里加一点，那我们在上面跌倒，我们跌碎啊。He's
not adding more laws upon laws that if we trip over one, we'll stumble and fall.
感谢主啊，他说主说我来不是要废掉律法。Thank
the Lord, he says, I have come not to abolish the law.
我本来是要成全律法。But
to fulfill it.
他来不但是让我们对律法里面的本意更加的清楚。
He comes that we can understand more clearly the purpose behind the law.
更多的认识神在旧约的时候借律法书里面所讲的那个背后那属灵的意思。The
spiritual meaning behind the laws that were given in Old Testament, He is revealing them to us.
让那个主呢把他的神的话呢更多向我们解开来，神的话是这么样的丰富。
He's explaining more clearly the fullness of God's word.
更重要的是啊,
but more importantly,
文士和法利赛人呢，解释了那么多呢，不能够叫人做得来，不能够给人任何的力量去做，他自己都做不来。
Even though the scribes and Pharisees have explained God's law, they cannot cause people to live up to those standards. Even they themselves cannot attain to it.
主不但把神的话更多的丰富解释给我们。
Not only is the Lord more fully explaining God's word to us.
主他自己成为我们的力量，让我们遵守的来，我们行的来。
God Himself has become our strength that we will be able to fulfill it, to live up to it.
哎呀，你想说那个弟兄得罪你了，你不发脾气容易吗？
You ask yourself if a brother has offended you, and you don't get angry.
哎，我没有错，我没有破口大骂已经不错了。
If I don't explode in a tantrum, that I think that's good already.
哎，我看到那些不该看的事情的时候，那个里面的那个不起那个一样的心呢，我那个真是不容易啊。
If I see something that I shouldn't see, and I keep my lust checked within myself.
哎，多少时候是我生理上面直接的反应啊
？A lot of these things are my body's immediate reaction.
哎，那个不要不可经营，不容易的，一念都不可以的。
Not committing adultery is not easy. Not having lust at all is even harder.
如果我们还是在那个在旧约的律法底下，还是在文士和法利赛人他们这样的认识律法的话
，If we are still under the law as in the Old Testament, as with the understanding of the scribes and the Pharisees.
哎，律那这讲的，你旧约的事情已经解释这遵守不来的，新约更不要说你守得来了，你不可能做得到的。
The things in the Old Testament, from what we understood in the Old Testament, if you couldn't live up to them, you would not even, how much less so would you be able to live to the New Testament standards?
感谢主，他说我来一下成全律法。
We thank the Lord that He says, I have come to fulfill the law.
不但呢，我们可以看见律法里面更深的意义，他告诉我们怎么样来遵循律法。
Not only has He explained the deeper meaning behind the law, He shows us how to fulfill it.
我弟兄呢，一开始的时候学那个诗歌，哎呀，是正好摸到我里头的心啊。
And when our brother picked this hymn this morning, it truly touched my heart.
哎呀，一条路就是住在主里头。
Is that path is to abide in the Lord?
住在主里头，哎呀，你发觉呢，那个弟兄得罪我不是那么难呐，胜过那个淫欲也不是那么困难呐。
When we abide in the Lord, we see that when a brother offends us, we can.And you know, keep our anger, and we will be able to avoid lust.
主把这些话说给我们。
The Lord has given us these words.
更来就告诉我们，提醒我们一件事。
And once again, He reminds us.
我们需要天天住在他里头。
That we have to daily abide in Him.
天天活在他的面光之中。
Daily live in His light.
哎呀，叫神的那个律法呢，那个律法的意义呢，要成全在我们这些顺从圣灵、不顺从肉体的身上。
That His law we would not accomplish it through our flesh, but through His life.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主来了，他不是要来废掉律法。
That the Lord He did not come to abolish the law, but to
他是要成全律法。
He came to fulfill the law.
叫我们这些人呢，相信主的人。
And for all of us who believe in
the Lord, 每天呢能够丰丰富富的进入他的国。
And that one day we'll be able to fully enter into His kingdom.
在国度里头呢，我们不但是有国度的盼望，我们在那天国度要与他同坐席。
That we would not only have this hope of entering His kingdom, but we would peace there with Him.
不但是我们里头呢，这心得到满足，我们的主的心更是得到满足。
Not only would our hearts be satisfied, but our Lord's heart would be satisfied as well.
我们低头祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we worship and give thanks to you.
借着这主在地上所说的话。
That the words you have spoken to us
in the world,
that we can more deeply understand God the Father's heart.
更多认识你在圣徒们身上所要得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
That how glorious is the experience that you want the saints to have.
就是要借着像是那个就把耶稣基督从死里复活的那个大能大力，叫我们这些人呢，真是能够活在他的面前。
That through the great power of the Lord Jesus' resurrection, you would want us to live before you.
不叫这些话再成为我们捆绑的律法。
That your words would not just be laws that bind us.
叫这些话成为我们的灵，成我们的生命。
That your words would be our spirit, our life.
让我们看见主的心意。
That we would see your will.
我们愿意走在其中。
And we'll be able to walk in it.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.